On the 9th of June, 1865, Charles Dickens was returning from a trip to Paris on what was called the boat train. In the first class carriage with him were his girlfriend, Helen Ternan, and her mother. As the train travelled from the coast, the track it travelled on was being repaired near Staplehurst in Kent. These repairs were almost complete, but there were still two rails to replace. The men stopped work, leaving a 20-metre gap in the tracks over a bridge. The foreman in charge of these repairs was not expecting the boat train until later. He did station a lookout who tried to signal the danger. But the train driver did not have time to react. The engine and the first part of the train managed to cross the gap, but the coaches in the centre and the rear of the train fell into the riverbed below. All but one of the first-class coaches went into the ravine. That was the coach that carried the Dickens group. Their carriage did not fall into the gap. It hung off the bridge at a steep angle. Dickens and Mrs. Ternan were uninjured. Ellen had only minor injuries. Others weren't as lucky. 10 people were killed and about 50 were injured. Once Dickens helped the Ternans from the coach, he went about the work of assisting his fellow passengers. He retrieved a flask of brandy from the train, as well as his top hat. He filled the hat with water and for 3 hours did what he could to aid and comfort the injured. When the accident scene was being evacuated, Dickens remembered he had left something very important in his train compartment. He made his way back into the wrecked train one last time to retrieve the latest instalment of Our Mutual Friend. Charles Dickens loved trains, but for the last 5 years of his life, he would sometimes suffer from sudden feelings of anxiety when he was travelling by rail.